Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
I'm all alone and I want you here. I called your phone cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here.
Thank you. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl.
Production.
Oh, it's been so long since I've been able to say that and say that with you too. Oh, my God, we're back.
You're so silly. Oh.
Been so long, you've been gone. So please tell me what it is that you want to see. Okay. All right, so yes, we are back. We are back, people. Glad to have you. Know it's been a long time, but we're back. Nay, I'm gonna start with you. How have you been, man? It's been a long time to be on the show together. I miss you. You know, this is our chance to always climb with each other for an hour of our week, and I solely miss it.
Definitely. Likewise, miss you too, nigga. It's been a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. You've been making some moves. I've been watching you. Been on your shit. Oh, man, we got so much to catch up in today. That's why I definitely glad we didn't have no guests today, because I was like, we got so much to catch people up on and so much to go in on that, man, it's just, I ain't got no time for no guests today. I got stuff to talk about. Well, first off, before I get into myself, Nate, what's been going on with you since we've been gone?
Just been working, grinding, started at school, you know.
That's what's up. I've been seeing a lot of business moves you've been making, man. Tell us about some of those. You know, we know we always want to big that up. What you got going on with your business?
Just been working hard, you know. My lighters are now available for sale, so people can go and buy those. I'll be having a website soon, but people can still purchase without the website being out.
Nice. So what? Tell us about the lighters. So, like, are they just like the regular Bic lighters? What's going on with these
lighters? They're USB rechargeable lighters.
Oh shit! So you got the good lighters, the ones with I might need to cop me one, because everybody, you know, I don't smoke. Motherfuckers always want to ask me at the club, you got a lighter, you got a lighter, you got a lighter. And they know I don't smoke, and they keep asking me. So I'm going to stunt and get a Nate Seduction lighter and light up people's shit like that. So there you go.
They're
going to
be trying to take that lighter.
Can't have it. Can't have that. You got to go get your own, my brother.
Okay.
That's what's up. You also became an ambassador for OnlyFans.
I am verified with OnlyFans now, so there is a check by my name on OnlyFans.
That's what's up. That means they gotta put some extra. Not that they had to put no respect in your name before, but now they got to put some extra respect in your name.
Extra respect.
Ooh, man. I've seen the preview videos of what you got on there. Giving us the class and stuff. We love talking about when we on the show.
We'll
be
video
like,
in Chicago. It's not posted on Instagram. Well, one of them is, but the exclusive one that's posted on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. That is what's up. We got definitely go support her. She always give you the greatness.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, this gives this opened the door for me. Let's see. Celebrate the going with me. Well, y'all know I celebrated my birthday last Thursday. My birthday was last Thursday. So that was fun. That was like
yes,
a week long.
Was your birthday.
Great. And yeah, by the way, Nate, I'm still gonna have you come out here. I gotta check your schedule. I know you have to make a trip, so that's an after show discussion we're gonna have with you. But yeah, it's been, I mean, it really, so my birthday really started, it's been like a nonstop celebration going on for like over a week. And I've never, like, you know how people always say, I'm celebrating my birthday all month and all that kind of stuff. But it really, this is one of those times where that really happened, where it was celebrating like almost every day. So my girl Eris, from Detroit, she came down, and man, we worked together. She actually is going to be this upcoming issue of Human Canvas. We did that. We gave away some outfits that she designed. We did that at the club. Gave away some outfits. Shit, she took me to a restaurant I've been to before called Bombshells. It's like Hooters, but it's like, ooh. It's like, y'all know we always complain about Hooters, man. They need to get some girls I want to look at. Y'all know what that means. You read between the lines. And Bombshells definitely got them. Good Lord. Bombshells got, man. Bombshells for like you looking through it. Eye Candy or King magazine or something. So, yeah, definitely. Bombshells is cool. Got the food was really good. We went to Sweet Tooth Hotel, which is it's an art gallery. They basically every quarter, they extended this year because of COVID. It's gonna be all the way to end of year. But what they do is they have like this theme exhibit. Like everything is like based on a theme. When we first went there, everything was like disco based. This time, everything was textile based. That was called Tangle, which everything was like made pretty much made of like yarn and shit. So it was just fun. We did some photos there. We did some photos at just all over there. We did a scavenger hunt there. It was just fun. And then let's see, because I said, yeah, I got the week was crazy. Did my act, so yeah, I know I DJ Sunday, Mondays, and Wednesdays at Pinel's Cabaret. And on Wednesday night was when it kind of like started beginning. It was like everybody was like, hey, happy birthday, Sunday J, at midnight. But then it really started amping up on that Thursday. That Thursday is when everything just started like one after another. It was just crazy. It was crazy, man. I went to our sister spot, Stars Cabaret, aka Spice, and they gave me some bomb ass tacos. People kept trying to give me some bunch of shots there. Then to leave from there, I came home, took me a nice little nap. Then I headed over to Pinups, and Pinups was crazy. Name to tell you. Crazy. They showed up with balloons. They showed up with a cake I didn't know I was getting. It was just crazy. People was making it rain on me over and over and over. And then at the end of the night, they sat me on the stage, and they had in a chair on the stage, and they had every dancer dancing around me, giving me lap dance, all kind of shit. It was like, whoa. And just next day, people were still, man, Sunday J, say your birthday. People were still buying me drinks then. Then Saturday, we had an all-white party. That was crazy. Like, people were like, damn, you know, I had my polo shirt on, all that shit. I was showing up in my all-white. And then it was a lot of love then. And then somebody surprised me with a cake when I was DJing Saturday. It was Sunday for finale, and somebody was surprised with another cake. I was like, damn, another cake? It's just, man, like, Nay, I've never, besides family and friends, I have never had this many people supporting my birthday. Like, really be thrilled about it, not just feeling obligatory. They were just, like, really excited it was my birthday. that was, I mean, I'm going all the way back to elementary school. Never has it been like that. Everyone's always treated my birthday like it was an afterthought because it was around back to school time. And, you know, usually, you know, you're gearing up back to school, everybody's kind of gearing up. And really the birthdays that start really getting the plug is ones late as like mid to late September and then so forth. But yeah, it was just, it was so much love this year and just dope as fuck. So it's been, I feel like I'm just recovering.
Yep.
So, yeah. And just know, you come in, it's going to be, just know. Yeah, that's why I got really planned. Because I got to have Nader for at least 2 days. Because she's going to need that day to recover before she even go back. It's going to be that crazy. So I got planned this out very, very well. So, yeah. So that's what we had to look forward to. It was just dope as hell. But, yeah, so. That's what we got. Anyways, y'all, we got we're gonna go ahead and get into the show. Some more at the beginning from this song break, music break, and then we'll get into it some more. You know, we got Crickets of the Week as by yours truly, where I highlight some of the worst and dumbest people of the past week or so. And then Nae will bring her special segment, which is known as what name?
Seduction 101.
All right, y'all. We'll be back after this right here on Life That Does Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Nae Seduction.
Yeah, yeah.
Big boy.
Chill. Chill. ENC, homie. Yeah. Keep it real with y'all on this. Check. They say money, more money, it's the root of all evil. But I'm steady chasing paper, so I guess I need Jesus. I'm speaking for the hustler, power to the people. That's getting it by any means, legal or illegal. The pimps to the preachers, prostitutes to the teachers. It's a dog-eat-dog world, everybody gotta eat. The early bird gets the worm, while the rest of y'all sleep. It's every man for himself, so you gotta play for keeps. If you don't, they play you weak, then you're trapped inside society. What is killing what they call that sibling robbery. All for the dollars, a chance to pop your collar. With the baddest, call yourself a pimp scholar. Temperature's getting hotter as the world keeps turning. And the oil keeps spilling while the blood's still burning. And the kids still learning what they're seeing on the screen. Yeah, it is what it seems, the end justified the means.
While you out there on the grind,
stay true.
Keep that hustle on your mind,
stay true.
You wanna come up,
stay true.
No matter what you do,
stay true.
You out there on your grind,
stay true.
That hustle on your mind,
stay true.
You wanna come up,
stay true.
No matter what you do,
stay
true.
You pay the cost to be the boss, then you live your life on the edge. Try not to fall off the ledge. Make sure your kids get fed and your family straight. And keep them bummers, scoop their hands out the plate. Everybody trying to eat, yeah, I know what they say. But it's a lot of backstabbers at the end of the day. Keep your mind on your grind, try to focus on you. But don't forget about the ones who helped you stay true. It's hard times in these streets, all I'm seeing is tragedy. Assault and battery, cause you live lavishly. And so many casualties of war. What that man earned could be the same thing he died for. Yeah, I know it sounds but the world's so cold, and it smells so bad, so cover your nose. So many frogs, fakes, and snakes, it's hard to expose. You'll never see me crying when the drama unfolds. Word life.
While you out there on the grind,
stay true.
Keep that hustle on your mind,
stay true.
You wanna come up,
stay true.
No matter what you do,
stay true.
You out there on your grind,
stay true.
That hustle on your mind,
stay true.
But that's the damn game. You chose to play, look in the mirror, and I take the blame. Why complain? Get this money and stunt. Pop a bottle, get up on what they want.
least they talking about you. Give you some views on YouTube along with likes and comments. Now that might get you somewhere, somewhere far, somewhere you never been in your life. Make you a star. Yeah, I know that's far fetched, but check the concept. I know a lot of y'all gonna take my verses out of context, but that's the plan. Don't understand or you overstand. They underplanned. I gave them hell and I'm under man. But on the other hand, I love what I do, so I'ma stay true. Win or lose, word life. While you out there on the grind, stay true. Keep that hustle on your mind, stay true. You wanna come up, stay true. No matter what you do, stay true. You out there on your grind, stay true. That hustle on your mind, stay true. You wanna come up, stay true. No matter what you do, stay true. Stay true.
Whoa, I'm about to pull up at your crib in the big body. Gotta go, man, the mommy about to catch a body. Mommy, if I go down on your body, promise that you won't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. Daddy left your home alone, now you a homebody. Now you sneaking every single freaking weekend, getting naughty. Got you screaming through the walls, had a neighbor calling the law. Like they heard a nigga kill somebody. I'm about to do a drive-by, leave your clip wet. Let me put the tip in, get my dick wet. Red bone, take the top out like a Ferrari. Now I'm sucking on that body like an infant. Bring your body burning hot like incense. Got my body all over your body in the deep sweat. Fucking see that pretty Ricky in the key sweat. Sweating fucking at the pearls, deep sweat.
That pussy hungry and I'ma feed it. Got that top shit and I need it. Feel it all in your throat. Thread your head game and no joke. Your soft skin, soft hips. Feel some weight with them soft lips.
Close my eyes and I swear I can hear it.
welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Nice production.
Yeah, man. So that was a nice little song break. Man. Yeah, y'all try to make this. I just dropped the cover. Y'all try to make the cover go viral? Shit. What the fuck is going on? They got to hear him like quick tonight. Good Lord.
Yes, yes.
Well, anyway, people, yes, welcome back. And we're about to go ahead and get into a segment we call Crickets of the Week. That's where I talk about the worst or dumbest people, or in person or people, over the past week. All right. In general fashion, as we have done so many times this show, I'd be remiss if one of my Crickets of the Week did not go to a certain person who earns it quite a lot on this show. Strike up the crickets, please. Strike them up. So, my first cricket of the week. I am going to give it to a certain person who is known as President Donald J. Trump. Oh, what am I giving him a cricket for now, people? So, let's talk about this. Let's talk about something that has taken over 2020, literally pretty much taken over 2020, and that is the coronavirus. This guy, there was an explosive interview that just dropped today, over the past few days, of audio dropping based on a book that has dropped, where Donald Trump was on an interview, and this guy, in this interview, this was just back in late February, early March, admittedly, in the interview, said he didn't want to say anything. He didn't want to tell anybody how serious the coronavirus was because he didn't want anybody to panic. Well, sir, here we are. It is September 10th, 2020, sir. We're panicking. We've been panicking for quite a while. So, therefore, you saying that you're going to try to stop us from panicking? Had you just told people ahead of time and prepared people for what was going on? We probably could have avoided all this. But because you want to portray that everything is going well all the time with you, that you didn't even say anything. So here we are. Had you came out and said something sooner, we could have been avoiding so much. It wouldn't have been this bad. Like that it's there's continual proof that had we done something about it sooner, had we started the prevention methods a long time ago, back when he knew this was a thing back in, he was told about this back in January, and he decided not to do nothing about it. He just fanned it off. There were people who were ready to start making vaccines in. They could have probably controlled the shit, and it would have been a small thing. But no, your damn ego so damn big, in the way of not wanting to believe science, that you have us out here looking dumb as fuck. Bruh, that's just dumb as hell. You knew, and now you want to sit here and try to be the king of spin. And then, by the way, he doubled down on that today in his press conference of making it very clear that he knew and didn't want to. That's just piss poor. Talking about he wanted to show leadership, showing leadership and hiding and lying about shit. That's not leadership either, sir. That's even worse. You're synonymous for calling people like Hillary Clinton a liar, for calling people who is in your own party, Ted Cruz. You called that man lying Ted so long, and here we are. Here we are, sir. You've lied about so much shit, but one of the worst things in your record of things to lie about is something that has affected thousands upon thousands of people. And we ain't just talking about the ones that had died. We're talking about the ones that got affected directly, that ended up getting sick. We also some of the people who lost their jobs because places had to start doing over the top social distancing. You gotta be fucking kidding me, bro. Give that man some goddamn crickets, please. And I want to give some crickets to people who are still somehow in 2020, this late in 2020, you are still on this whole notion about complaining about people kneeling. Get the fuck out of here. Somebody give me some crickets again, please. You still on that kick? You still on that kick when you want to complain about people taking the kneeling down? Like get over your fucking self. It's happening. Grow the fuck up. It's happening. You can sit here and cry, baby, all you want to. It's a thing. People are kneeling. It's time to get the hell over it. So, crickets, this includes you, which I am Jerry Jones. I'm a fan of the Cowboys, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm not a fan of the damn owner. He runs his mouth too much, and he just does too much shit. And that whole thing, are you talking about, you know what I said? You know, because you trying real hard to try to window dress shit, because you talking about you don't want to offend. But it's so much of your fan base are black, so you don't want to. So you're not worried about offending them either. I must wear to sleep better at night. He just came out and said he doesn't want to offend his white audience, but he don't want to say that because that means that he's going to admit that there's overt racism in our in the fan base. So that's ridiculous. Get the hell out of here. Crickets again, please. So yeah, that's just where I stand right now. That shit gotta come to a fucking end. And let me also give, let me close out my crickets of the week with one more set of crickets. Please give me another set of crickets, please. Fire it up. Thank you. That last set of crickets is going to people who act like something is old to them. They think it's because they show up that something is old to them. No, work for your shit. Quit acting like just because you look good that you owe some shit. Nate look good as fuck, but you know what? But you know what Nate do? You know what you do? Know what you do, Nate? They don't realize you work for your shit. You don't ask for nothing to be handed to you.
Right.
You work for your shit. You don't be like, just because I walk in a room, I look good. Shit, owe to me. No. I gotta quit doing that shit. It's some females that approach me, and they think that's gonna fucking work. Like, get the hell out. And the thing is, when I choose to do something for people, I can do it when I want to. Don't be trying to force me to do it in order to get your attention. Get the fuck out of here. That shit's weak as fuck. Y'all gotta get the hell out of here with all that. Crickets, crickets, crickets. So yeah, so that's it for crickets of the week. Nate, what you got for a seduction 101?
This seduction 101. I'm gonna just talk about people like, why do y'all niggas keep writing females? Can they get a free trial on OnlyFans or ask them what they showing on OnlyFans? Subscribe.
I'm going to give you a crickets. I know it's not crickets of the week, but I'm going to give you some crickets for that.
That is so annoying. Like, stop expecting to be told what's on somebody's OnlyFans. That's the whole point of an OnlyFans. It's because it's more personal. And if you want to know what's on somebody's OnlyFans so bad, go subscribe to this shit. Like, stop asking what's on there. Stop asking, do you got videos being fucked and all that. Like, y'all on some whole other weird-ass shit. Because I don't know what everybody else doing on their OnlyFans or what somebody else doing on their OnlyFans. That's none of my business. They don't got shit to do with me. But just know you came across the right one, because I'm going to leave you on red. Don't be asking about my OnlyFans if you're not about to subscribe to it. And I'm not about to be like, what the, this ain't no complication on subscribing to somebody's fucking OnlyFans. Like, what the fuck? That's annoying as fuck. That's what I don't like. Like, that's annoying. And I just did an interview. This lady, she reached out and wanted to interview me about my experience with OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you pay for what you get on my OnlyFans. Like, you're not about to see no pussy for no $13.99, no $6.99. That, like, that's just not going to happen. And since I'm verified on OnlyFans now, I did go up on my subscription price. It is $13.99 now or whatever. But it's still, you're still paying for the price. Like, you're still going to pay for what you get. Like, if you want to, shit, if y'all really want to see some pussy or something like that, I will change my price to motherfuckers $70 a month. Like, stop playing with me. Like, even $70 a month. That's not no money for me. Like, dude, if you want to see some pussy and all that, you will have to pay more than motherfucking $13.99. Like, that's what's not gonna happen. Like, y'all weird. So that's my own chance, because it's annoying.
Like you said, it's one thing if they have true intent to we can tell the difference. You can tell the difference between true intent. They actually have true intent to subscribe. That's one thing. But the thing that baffled me wasn't even the fact you said they actually was on there. I can understand that. It was the fact you said. I'm gonna tell you what got me. You said some people been like people have. There's been multiple people who have actually to give them a free trial. That's what got me. That lost me. Okay, I'm asking. That's understandable. That's like in the middle ground. I understand that. But asking it for free?
Ask for a free trial. But you, what killed me is that this person that asked me for a free trial, like, you got 11 points. Some followers on IG, like, and you do, like, photography and all this and that. What you asking for a free trial for? $13.99 to you for you to subscribe to the OnlyFans, and, like, you're in the entertainment business. You're making money in the entertainment business. Like, that was for charity.
Now, I will say this. You know people who fucking up the game, they... The girls that they doing TFP and they stealing people's shit, and well, I won't say stealing, and they taking the shit and they selling it. And it's like, damn, you ain't keep you, but you didn't want to pay the photographer to shoot. The fuck is that about? dumb kind of people right there is just fuck up the game for people like you. It's like, it's like, gotta be the business gotta be reciprocated around the board.
Right. Then OnlyFans is really not the same no more, because OnlyFans was for, like, to post stuff that you can't post on IG. And now anybody just creating an OnlyFans account.
I think it's cool, though, because in the day, the people who are organized, who no matter what they post on the OnlyFans, the people who are more organized, those are the people who seem to win. If you don't have organization of your shit, it's not going to last long. Then you're going to get tired out because you don't have organization. I noticed that. I noticed people who shoot just whatever. There's no organization to it. It's not. They're not creating any general excitement. Like, they don't last long.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not an OnlyFans issue. That's just an issue with them when it comes to their brand. Period. They thought that OnlyFans, because OnlyFans, they thought that it was going to make it easier. No, if you disorganize, it's no matter what the medium is, you're going to be disorganized wherever.
Right.
So it's got to suck.
That's what I got to say.
Yeah, this is give us fucking crickets, people. Crickets.
Crickets.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so it is what I would say this because I'm not doing this by myself, but I'm saying just going off alluding to like based on what I know because I've seen like video like promo videos you've done like even way before OnlyFans, I can tell you this, they gonna still be like, ooh shit, they gonna still get their rocks off. I can say that because y'all already know about one of the most classic things we talked about here on the show. Like, I think to date, man, the craziest video you've done to date was the one where you had Jam on it.
Jam was definitely a vibe.
I, in my opinion, to date, best video you've done. If you got something crazy, then if you got a video top that, oh shit, I don't know what to say. Jam was like, Jam said, let me know, man. Y'all got a lot of pressure being applied to y'all. Y'all
I'm
not ready for
Jam
that.
2.0.
Ooh.
But it's only gonna be strictly for OnlyFans. But it's not gonna be Jam Song, of course. But it's gonna be that type of vibe 2.0, though. Yeah.
You know I'm opposite of what this sounds like.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I got time for that. I got time for that.
That one.
Y'all say whatever y'all want to say, but Nay, when she put that, boy, I watched that video so many times. I talked to people about that. I said, man, that video, y'all, that video Nay posted. Ooh, wee. And don't get me wrong, she did post a lot of fire videos, but like, it's kind of like when you think about like Floyd Mayweather has had so many fights that a lot of people know about. But it's always that one fight that you remember the most. That is what that video was like. You've had so your body of work is crazy. But it's something about, I just love the way it was just made. The way hey, I just played Jam in the club last night. So, yeah. It's just crazy.
I'm trying to do a Jam 2.0, but you know, I got to do it with the best photographer of the best.
Yes, you got, man. Somebody, please get it right, please. I say second place.
I'm going to go ahead and have ST do it in Miami, you know.
Oh, man. I'm just not ready.
And that will strictly be for OnlyFans.
And there was worse is you gotten thicker since then. Lord. I don't know, they ready, Nate. They not ready.
They ain't gonna be ready.
They ain't gonna be ready for sure. Y'all better get ready to subscribe.
Cause that video was gonna be
baby. 2.0. You know what be getting my nerves? I hate the guy that says, man, I ain't paying for no OnlyFans to see a chick. Nigga.
Right.
I say what y'all want. Shit, people say they want to say my shit, say following, and I'm following some pages. I'm not talking about the free pages. I'm talking about the ones you got to pay for. I actually don't like the free pages. You know, let me tell you why I don't like the free pages. Because they're confusing. they're free, but you're charging to see most of the videos. Well, then just charge to see the fucking OnlyFans. That's confusing. I don't like the free. When
right.
I see it's free, I don't even go buy it. I'm like, nope. Let me know when it's not free so I can subscribe. That way you get your money off top and you're not trying to pull the wool over my eyes. I don't need the wool over. Like, just charge the fee to get in, and then we in there. You charge for damn near every video, then it's not a free page. That's misleading. But that's the people who do. They try to do that. They do that, and they so they can try to fudge the numbers and go, "Oh, I got all these people following me." That shit weak as fuck. So yeah, so well, anyway,
and I'm gonna do an OnlyFans photo shoot.
Oh, wow.
So,
I did that for Eris while she was here. All the shit, which by the way, you can only see all the shit. You can only see that photo shoot on her OnlyFans exclusively. So don't come bugging me. Say, let me see the photos. It ain't happening. Go subscribe
period.
To her OnlyFans. Trust me. Yeah, I'm thanking the lady. Go there. It's some good shit on there. But, you know, and I'm going to say, because, you know, I'm going to tell you, don't come ask me. I mean, she ain't fucking on there. I'm going to go ahead and ruin your night if she's not fucking on there. But it's good content.
Like, why people just think, like, motherfuckers, it's not no porn star. Like, what the heck?
Like, it's like, that bugs me. Like, it's okay. If you do it on your page, that's fine. We're not knocking that. It's just, my thing is this. Who said that that had to be it for everybody's page, though?
Right. Like, everybody don't fuck on their OnlyFans.
Yeah, the thing is though, y'all be tripping because all they gotta say is they're not fucking on there, and then y'all say you want to start tripping, but they be doing other shit on there that be like whoa, and y'all still and that's not enough for you. Shut, quit crying. What more do you want? Yeah, but the thing is, they got so spoiled they can just go type in on. Well, they go to X videos and shit and shut the fuck up. I can go look at porn for free. What they go look at porn, nigga?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Annoying. What goes to the head of people who subscribe to OnlyFans? When I take my money and I subscribe to OnlyFans, you know why I do it? Because I'd be like, oh, I really want to know what's on. I really want to know what's going on. I've always had some curiosity. That's how my mind goes when I end up on Press OnlyFans. I got some curiosity. Yeah, I want to see. I always wonder if such and such did this. I want to go see. It ain't got to be always porn. It's the same way. But you know what, Nate? These are the same type of people that go to the strip club. They pay the cover, go to the strip club, and they want to complain because they got to tip the dancers.
Right.
These are the same guys. The guy who says, I ain't scoring the OnlyFans, the same guy who don't like tipping the girls in the strip club. Why are you there, bro? If you just want to just hang out, go to the goddamn bar.
Exactly.
And yes, when I give it, because y'all already know I said the after parties at Pinups, Cabaret, do leave in. Yes, I would keep it 100. No matter what strip club I go to, I judge you guys with my eyes wondering why the hell you in here if you're not tipping. And it doesn't mean you have to tip an exorbitant amount of money. Hell, just be considerate. You'd be surprised how much people respect you, even if you just tip $20.
Yeah.
How much they respect you, because at least it shows you gave a fuck. So, yeah, I just, oh, good Lord. Anyways, Nate, What you got coming up we need to know about, man, besides that video you just teased, which they don't never give y'all exclusive like that. They give y'all an exclusive breakdown, this thing.
Just stay tuned, y'all. Like, you know, I got some shoes coming up. Y'all know my birthday is coming up in November. So I'll be going to Mexico for my birthday, of course, you know.
Okay, so you're going to be going to November. Okay. I'll write these notes down. Right.
Yes, Mexico. I'll be headed out. That's really like the only country that's open right now. I mean, Jamaica is open, but Jamaica got stipulations on travel. So it's really like the only country that's really, you know, don't have stipulations, don't make you quarantine when you get there. So that's where I'll be headed.
That's what's
up. Stay tuned, y'all. Like, stay tuned.
Y'all know me, man. Shoot, I'm getting ready to drop the 7th anniversary edition of Human Chemist Magazine. I'm dropping it next week. So on the 15th, I'll be dropping that issue. Got a lot of great stuff coming up. Breast cancer awareness issue going to be next month. On the veterans issue going to be in November. And then Midwest Baddies is taking over Human Chemist Magazine for December, and they will be in charge of the holiday issue. So excited for that. So that's everything in a while for Ryder Reyes get what's getting ready to happen. So again, thankful for everybody. And a lot of great moves coming up. Oh, football watch party, Pinup's Cabaret going on right now. Next week, we're doing a Nike party. So make sure y'all come to the Nike party we got coming up next Friday or Saturday. So stay tuned for that. It'll be on my page. And yeah, that's what's up. And make sure y'all check me out at the club Sundays. I'm at the club every day, but if you want to catch me DJing, Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays at Pinup's Cabaret, I'm in the mix. Come check me out, have a few drinks, tip a few girls, just vibe with me. So that's what we got going on, my friend. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm sure.
That being said, Nate, remind everybody how they can follow you.
Y'all can follow me on all social media, Nate Seduction. How y'all can follow me, keep following me, Nate Seduction everywhere. If you can't spell seduction, your ass is too young for social media.
Yes, and we will be, I'm thinking, and more likely Thursday is going to be the new day of the show. So y'all just stay tuned for that. So no more, it will be anymore hump day. So we got, so with that being said, with it being Thursdays, y'all got to help us come up with a new name for this day of the week. So yes, look forward to it. We out, y'all. Reminding you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a
an A or a U,
there is a way. All right, everybody, we out. Thank you for tuning into Life That Does Live. Peace.
Peace.